Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Fitness trends, it seems they change as much as the fashion industry. I mean, you have P90X, the CrossFit, the walking, checking how many steps you're taking. Well, what's next on the fitness horizon? Joining me today is TV fitness producer who has seen it all, Jeff Meltzer. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm great, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Jeff, it just seems that fitness and fashion go hand in hand because every time I'm turning the pages, every time I'm turning on the TV, there's something new that's trying to catch our attention. It's guaranteeing in 90 days, 20 days, soon it will be in 24 hours. So, Jeff, just like fitness, the trends are changing. Why is this? Why are they changing every 2 months, 3 months? Are people getting bored? What is the question? What is the answer to this question?
Well, no truer words have been spoken, my friend. people get bored quickly. The science, as you well know, changes quickly as to what people thought was good for them and then realized it was hurtful. There are probably 10 other reasons why fitness continues to change. Obviously, marketing is a big part of it. You have to continue to create new trends in order to market, just like fashion. It's a perfect analogy, actually. And what's really interesting about what you said was dead on the money. If you look back to the beginning of TV fitness, which is, you know, mainly what we do, direct-to-consumer fitness, you start with Jack LaLanne, right? It was a chair and a guy in a jumpsuit who led people through TV, through short, you know, simple exercises, total body. Solarflex, the Total Gym, tapes by Jane Fonda all the way through Beachbody, quick fix gadgets, every ab, you know, gadget under the sun. People thought, well, if I have flat abs, I'll be in great shape, and yet they couldn't even run to the corner. And then you have, you circle all the way back around to where we are now, and then you look at J-Core. And J-Core is a 20-minute workout, intense, total body, short, to the point, and gets what you need done. So to wrap that up, size of the products, big products, out. Nobody needs a big product. There's been a lot of downsizing. They're expensive. They only do one thing. So size of the product is big. Obviously the money, nobody has the money to buy these things, nor do they want to. And the time. Time is probably the most important factor in terms of trend. Shorter, better.
See, that's interesting. That's why I was so excited to have you on this segment, and I was so excited to talk about this because it just seems that fitness and the market is replicating what's going on. You know, you had the big things that you had mentioned. Then the microwaves came out, and people wanted instant gratification. You had to go from a certain amount of minutes, then you went to 30 seconds, and just like that, we saw that even the abs, you saw the 5-minute abs, the 3-minute, and then you saw the 60-second abs. Now, along those lines, are the products decreasing? Because I'm seeing fewer and fewer products on TV. Is the products of the fitness industry declining, or are we going to see it come back in, say, a couple years?
Well, another great question, and the answer is they are definitely declining. And I'm going to give you the number one reason, government intervention. Because of the things that you said in terms of claims, you can't say you can get 6-minute abs or 30 seconds of change or whatever it is or lose 63 inches in 3 months. Now, you can if you have the right testing, and obviously it's certified and it's measured and it's regulated and it's photographed or filmed, but it's a lot of money to do that. So that really eliminates a lot of people coming into the marketplace or coming into the marketplace and being able to make claims. So that cuts down the amount of products that are coming onto the market. And that's good for the consumer because now they're getting really good stuff. And obviously the science, the physiology of exercising has gotten down to a very, very micro and macro kind of a method. And that makes people exercise smarter and not longer and reduces their chance of getting hurt and also giving them something that they can do rather than something they think they can do. Just a short example, Tybo, everybody went crazy when Tybo came out because everybody said, yeah, kick, punch, you know, jump up and down, scream, get primal. And they did it, and they did it for a week, a month, whatever it might be. You know, I don't know what the dropout rate was, but they realized, wow, this is really hard work. It looked like fun on the infomercial, but in fact they couldn't really do it, or they got hurt, or they just couldn't maintain it. So people are smarter, exercise is smarter these days, thanks to guys like you, and that makes getting healthier a little bit easier.
See, I like what you said. Thank you for the last comment, but I like what you said about, you know, the credibility. Because so many times you pick up the magazines, you see on the TV, and there are these promises, and people can't maintain them. And I think that's one of the biggest things. That's why I wanted to bring you on today, because people are saying, wow, in X amount of days, I can look like that. People forget. There's diet. There's sleep. There's decreasing stress. And the biggest thing is, when are you going to have that time? So I'm glad you said about the credibility, because that is so important. And people got to realize what you see, you may not get, because it is an investment. And people have to realize that fitness is a lifestyle. It's not just you're investing for a certain amount of time and you're going to look like this, and in 6 minutes you're going to look like the person on the screen. You have to change not only your diet, but sleep patterns and decreasing the stress. So with that and with the products, do you feel then people are getting outside more? Are people staying home more? Where is the trend going now? Is it at the gym, or is it at home with, say, these live streaming videos that are coming up on YouTube?
Well, I'm not sure of the statistical information on this, but I believe that gym membership is pretty much flat. I don't think it's really grown. I think there's a tremendous dilution and watering down of the gym experience, because there's a plethora of new gyms that are $20, $25 a month. I belong to a gym, you know, here in Manhattan that was $200 a month, and it was a mega gym, but you need 8,000 members in order to maintain that kind of infrastructure. So that gets pretty challenging, I think, for the gym industry. So I don't think there's a lot of people migrating to, spas, gyms, or whatever, health clubs, because of the cost, or just, again, because of the commitment. Home exercise is definitely up. There's no question about it, because, again, if we're talking about a non-machine exercise that only takes 20 or 30 minutes, then sure, I'm going to go to jcore.com, stream my videos, and, you know, say, hey, I'm going to get a quick workout in before I go out tonight, or in the morning, or my kid's sleeping, and I'm going to, you know, do something because my back hurts, or I need to lose those extra pounds. So I believe, yes, there is no question home exercise is up. Also, the gadgets are smaller. Home gyms are up. Doorway gyms are big now. Yoga, Pilates, mat Pilates, all these things that you can do in the privacy of your own home, I think that is the trend for the future.
So we're looking at the body weight, you said, in the short terms. Going forth, now right now I know CrossFit's big, and even the P90X is big, and we have about 45 seconds. What's the next biggest thing? Is it, in a sense, are people going to start focusing more on the food? I know with the organics and the glutens. What's the next biggest thing? Is it going to be a five-minute workout? Would it all about focusing on food? Where do you see the trend happening, say, the next 1 to 2 years?
No, I think you're on it, Jay. I think you're what you have created and that kind of a lifestyle of a short 20 to 30 minute workout combined with a low carb, high protein, moderately fat, the only diet that ever worked is Weight Watchers, because it's what you want in smaller proportions, no different for exercise, and that combination, as you said, between the two, that's the only thing that works. People are smarter, and I believe that's where it's going to go.
So we can then say the next fitness trend is, say, food fitness, education more on food. Jeff, it's always a pleasure speaking with you and giving, what's up front. And that's why I'd say fashion and fitness, they run so parallel. If people want to find more about you and the exciting things that you have going on, where can they find you?
They could go to MeltzerMedia.com, MeltzerMedia.com, and they can see all of the fitness products and some of the other things that we've obviously advertised and sold over the last 30 years on TV.
Thank you so much, Jeff. To learn more about what's next for fitness, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale. Stay well.